Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, April 29th. A cold front heading through the area could trigger severe thunderstorms this afternoon or evening. The high of around 25 is set to drop to minus 2 tonight. There have been lots of small power outages around Grey Bruce today, and we could get more in high winds. So far, estimated restoration is within a few hours. The Chippewas of Nawash Unceded First Nation says the Port Elgin Road is currently closed from Boundary Road to the police station in the First Nation due to the risk of downed hydro lines caused by high winds. A photo posted in a community notice shows a hydro pole leaning over the road. South Bruce OPP say one person has serious injuries after a workplace incident at a business in the municipality of South Bruce. They say at 9:25 this morning, police, paramedics, and firefighters were called to the business along Bruce Road 3. They didn't say which specific business. They say a 23-year-old of West Grey was transported by air ambulance to a trauma center in London with serious injuries. OPP say the Ministry of Labour will continue the investigation. In national election results, the federal Liberals are now projected to have 169 seats. Mark Carney stays in the Prime Minister's office, but they're just a few seats shy of a majority government. The Conservatives remain the official opposition on track for 144 seats. But leader Pierre Poilievre was defeated in Carleton and lost his seat as an MP. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh was also defeated in his BC riding and announced he'll be stepping aside as party leader. In Bruce Grey Owen Sound, it was a Conservative sweep. Alex Ruff has been re-elected and will return to Ottawa for a third term. In Huron Bruce, Conservative Ben Lobb has won a sixth mandate as the riding's MP. And in Simcoe Grey, Conservative Terry Dowdle won a tight race and was re-elected for a third time. Liberal candidate for Bruce Grey Owen Sound, Anne-Marie Watson, came in second in the riding. She says this election campaign had a different feel than the previous one.
This one had energy and positivity, and there was a sense of Canadian pride and Canadian unity in this one that was absolutely lacking in 2021.
Watson had a better finish this year compared to 2021. This time, she won 39.3% of the vote compared to about 25% in the previous election. A distant third NDP candidate, Christopher Newdorf, had 3.3% of the vote, down from 13.6% when he ran in 2021. A loss of votes from the NDP to the Liberals seen in a number of races in this election. Meanwhile, voter turnout increased in federal ridings around Bruce and Grey counties and nationally. Preliminary figures from Elections Canada say more than 67% of eligible Canadians cast a ballot this time. That's up from 62.6% in 2021. In Bruce Grey Owen Sound, it was just over 70%, up from 64.3% in 2021. Huron Bruce, with one poll left to report, turnout increased to 75.1%. It was 70% in the last federal election. And in Simcoe Grey, just a 70.3% voter turnout, a sizable jump from 63.6%. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 74 points to 24,872. The Dow Jones is up 300 points. Our dollar is unchanged at 72.3 U.S. cents, and the price of oil is $60.26, down $1.79 a barrel. In sports, a must-win for the Hanover Barons tonight in Game 6 of their Provincial Junior Hockey League Schmaltz Cup semifinal series against the Napanee Raiders. Napanee leads the series 3-2. That's underway at 8 tonight at the P&H Centre. In the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs host the Ottawa Senators. A win would put the Leafs into round 2. In the Professional Women's Hockey League, Toronto hosts New York tonight. In the OHL, the London Knights took a 3-0 series lead over Kitchener last night. And in Major League Ball, the Toronto Blue Jays host the Boston Red Sox. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. A chance of showers or thunderstorms that could be severe early this evening. A cold front is heading through the area. The temperature is set to drop to minus 1 tonight. Before that, we could get strong winds, hail, and a risk of a tornado. Sunny tomorrow and a high of 10. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.